Hey y'all, this is Twat Radio. This is Droops, your host today, and a lot of people have written in to me and said, hey, you guys talk about a lot of Linux stuff. Why don't you talk about some Microsoft stuff too? And well, let's do it today. Today we're going to be talking about the Microsoft VDM. And what that is, it's a virtual desktop manager, just like in Linux, on your little taskbar down at the bottom. You can switch between different desktops. And so you can have a desktop for web browsing, you can have a desktop for looking at porn instead of web browsing. You can have a desktop for your music, you can have something that you're working on, and you can switch in between these desktops rather quickly. And this, of course, doesn't come with Windows XP, but it's free if you get the PowerToy suite. It's on the Microsoft website. Now, you can get this as a standalone, or you can get the whole suite. It's called Microsoft VDM. After installing it, of course, it does nothing until you tell it to. You have to right-click on your taskbar and select Toolbars, Desktop Manager. And that'll drop that thing right down your desktop, move it around to where you have it how you want it to be. And it's going to add a green button and four blue ones. The green one shows all your desktops at once, and the blue one switches between them for desktop 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, if you have a computer like I have, or my one Windows machine back over there, it's kind of slow. The animation's a little slow. So if you right-click down on the VDM and deselect Use Animations, gets rid of that. You can also deselect Show Title, and that'll remove the big MVDM logo. I mean, I'm sure you know what it is after you install it. Now right-click and select Configure Desktops. And you can configure your images, your wallpapers, on each one of your desktops so they're a little different, however you want it to be, so you know which desktop you're looking at. You can also right-click and deselect Share Desktops, and that will remove all those different items from the taskbar. So when you go to a different desktop, it has its own different items down there, which is kind of handy. Now, for quick switching in between these, if you're not a big mouse user, use your Windows key and press 1 through 4 to switch through desktops. My number pad doesn't work. I don't remember if it did previously on a different computer. I don't know. Maybe it's my keyboard. Or maybe I'm just going to have to hit Windows and then do the one-handed thing, which might work out the best. Now, holding down the Windows key and hitting V will show all your desktops. And that's pretty damn handy. Now, you can even deselect Show Quick Search Buttons if you don't even want to have it on your taskbar. And then you're going to have to do the Windows key 1 through 4 or the Windows key V. And I think that's kind of neat if you want to save up some space on your taskbar. Now, stuff that's clicked always on top, that will be on every desktop. It's always on top. And I think that is a Twat Radio. Look at that. You might have learned something right there. And, of course, this came out of prior knowledge that I had, but I was reminded about it by flipping through Windows XP Hacks. It's an O'Reilly book. Preston Grala wrote it, and it's pretty handy if you're having to use Windows XP and or do a Twat Radio episode and need some reminding of cool stuff, you know. Anyway, I've been Droops, and it's Twat Radio.